Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. With me, Feifei.
And me, Roy.
Roy, please, will you sit down? It's really annoying with you always just standing there.
No, I refuse to sit down. I haven't sat down for the whole week. I heard you talking about a sticking point the other day, and after you played a joke on me and glued me to the chair, I will not sit down ever again.
No, Roy. A sticking point refers to a problem or issue that prevents progress towards a goal or an agreement. I was talking about negotiating my new work contract. I think I should be given unicorn truffles every day as part of the job.
Wait. So a sticking point in your new contract is that you want unicorn truffles?
Yes. I also asked for an eagle called Clive, but I want unicorn truffles.
That's a great idea. I might ask for free unicorn truffles too.
Sorry, Roy. That's only for amazing people like me. Now, sit down and let's listen to these examples.
Trade tariffs were a sticking point in the negotiations. Bob and Ahmed could not agree on the budget. The amount spent on stationery was a real sticking point. The amount of time it would take to build the railway was a sticking point when it came to signing the final agreement.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're talking about the expression sticking point, which refers to an issue or problem that blocks a negotiation or an agreement.
Oh, I'm glad I could sit down. I was getting really tired. So, have you finally stopped playing your jokes around the office? Am I safe again?
Yes, I've stopped. You are safe.
Oh, that's good. Your jokes were a real sticking point in our friendship.
Well, talking of sticking points, I'm off to negotiating my new contract and get some of those unicorn truffles. Oh, and my eagle.
I love unicorn truffles.
Well, there are some on that table over there. You could have all of them, but sadly, you're stuck to a chair again. I got you again with my prank. Bye, Roy.
No! Don't leave me stuck to a chair again! Feifei! Oh, bye!
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.